second floor. Hardware, children's wear, ladies' lingerie. Oh, good morning, Mr. Tyler. Going down?
Hey, this is Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. Let's hit it.
Thanks for being part of the party for Aerosmith Live. The road starts here, all access.
We kind of pay homage to the blues in the music that we write for today. You know, we sprinkle a little bit. I mean, listen to the beginning of Love in an Elevator. So we're constantly stealing from the past and weaving it into the fabric of our songs today. So, you know, I mean, there's so much melody and rhythms that are banging at my back door. You know, Joe, you know, there's just so much new stuff that you got to grab it now or someone else is going to do it.
In an Elevator, which hit number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 off of 1989's Pump album. It's fascinating the way that Aerosmith first played together. Both Steven and Joe were huge fans of British bands The Yardbirds and their descendants Led Zeppelin and the Jeff Beck Group. Let's let Joe Perry tell the story.
Hey, it's superstitious. Black cat crawls by.
That day was a very interesting day. Apparently, Steven was at a point where, and we had gotten to be friends enough that we could talk a little bit because he had seen the band a few times, and he asked us if we would back him up for a demo tape, and we decided on the song I'm Down by the Beatles because I guess Rod Stewart had left the Jeff Beck Group, and one of our close friends and somebody who ended up being our road manager, he'd been Bonzo's drum tech for a while. So he had a kind of a connection there, and he knew about a Jeff Beck group looking for a singer. So anyway, we got together at the barn and recorded it on a two-track, which I would like to get my hands on. I wish we could find that somewhere. So we did I'm Down by the Beatles, Stephen singing his ass off. But anyway, after that, Stephen and I started jamming, and him on the drums and obviously me playing guitar. That's when I really wanted to ask him if he would, because we were looking for a drummer at that point, and he was at the point where he had left his last band, and he told me he was even thinking of quitting the business for a while and kind of rethinking things. Because he was so talented, but they never hit their stride, or he never hit his stride. But then when he heard us, I think he realized he was kind of running down the wrong path or something. I don't know. I really don't. But we both heard something in each other that just was some kind of glue. Anyway, that's what did it. You know, I heard his drumming, and he heard my guitar playing and Tom's bass playing, and the rest is history that will be told in future recordings and future interviews.
Living like a gypsy, tell your honey how I feel. I've been dreaming, floating down the stream, and losing touch with all that's real. Whole earth lover, keeping undercover, never knowing where you've been. You've been fading, always out parading, keep in touch with mama kin. Got your tail on the wave, shooting fire from your mouth just like a living like you wanna. It's so hard to find peace of mind. Way I see it, you gotta say she it, but don't forget to drop me a line. Touch with Mama Kin.
That was Mama Kin, recorded during an Aerosmith rehearsal, and now the last song on the amazing, newly released Aerosmith Live, The Road Starts Here. It's also the last song we have time for in this all-access show. But before we go, let's hear what Aerosmith has planned for this year from Joe Perry.
Well, we have three runs in Las Vegas booked, which will take up pretty much the rest of 2022. There's going to be quite a bit of rehearsal to do the first run, to reach the peaks that we were hitting on the last runs in Vegas, and then the next two after that. Again, we'll be trying to top every other show. And then in 2023, I'm not sure what the plans are going to be.
Aerosmith's last residency in Las Vegas was described by those who went as phenomenal, a band at the height of their powers. See if you can snag tickets. Due to a need to spend time with his family in these uncertain times, Joey Kramer will not be playing with the band during this residency. Sitting in will be Joey's drum tech, John Douglas. Stay tuned. In the meantime, you can make plans to pick up your copy of Aerosmith Live, The Road Starts Here. You can find it wherever you buy music. Aerosmith Live, The Road Starts Here, All Access was written, recorded, and produced for UME by Near Perfect Productions. All rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Joe and Aaron Perry, John Bianelli, Steve Berkowitz, Jesse Peters, and Tessa Bird of 724 Management, and Jamie Hartley from UME. I'm Kate Kelly.
Hey, I'm Joe Perry. Thanks for listening. All the men, women, and ships at sea. We'll see you next time.